All right, so I'm working on a podcast for Spreaker, and so this will be my casual upload, but then Spreaker will be, I'll take it more serious on Spreaker. I mean, it's all serious, don't get me wrong, but this is important information. So I think what I'll title it on the Spreaker is probably Cubit, C-U-B-I-T. So if you take a tape measure and you measure from your elbow to your fingertip, it's 18 inches or so. And that's called a cubit. Now, cubit, it follows. Now, the cubit is 6 plus 6 plus 6, 18 inches, a cube. And the cube has 6 sides. 6 is man's number, 666, man trying to be his own God, you know. The Bible says in Revelation, count the number of the beast, you know, which is 666. And if you go to the Greek, it's pebble up the number of the beast, right? And so when you pebble up the number of the beast, you realize when you do a deep study, and I studied the 666 for like 5 years, and I was depressed. Because I saw 666 everywhere. I said, Lord, what's going on? It looks like the devil's winning. And he said, he pretty much told me, no, the devil's not winning. And the way he told me is, he said, because I said, Lord, what's happening? I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like. He said, it's right in front of you. In an audible voice, he said that. And he said it twice, because I asked him again 6 months, because I couldn't see it. And so I don't blame other people for not seeing it, because it took the Shekinah glory. Even after 6 months, I still didn't see it. Shekinah glory showed up. Boom, I saw it the very next day. I couldn't walk for like 30 days. I was just stumbling around like I was drunk or something. When you get hit, this is why fighting against God is stupid, because, you know, if a human sees the outside, the terrestrial, sees something spiritual to knock you down, just seeing it knocks you down. It was a weird experience. I couldn't tell anybody, because I thought they'll think I'm crazy. I saw something that wasn't of this place, put it that way. And so it took me 6, 7, 8 years to really get decom. I'm still learning, you know, we're always learning. But by doing what God said, to pebble up the number of the beast, I found out that the 666 is the cube flesh mind. And so your forearm is 18 inches for a reason, because you're actually inside what you are. God has to give you on the outside what you are, so it'll hit you back. Iron sharpens iron. Not only does a human sharpen a human, but the objects in front of you are actually derivatives from the word, and so they're sharpening you. The objects, everyday object lessons. Over here on my right, PaneraBread.jobs. They got this big banner hiring. No corporations are able to find people. They're not able to find people. How do you like socialism? How do you like socialism, these corporate leaders? Do you really want socialism? You can't find any workers in socialism. What's that about? You got to pay people more. Hopefully you'll fight it. Hopefully you'll vote in the right person next time. This socialism's got to go. So the cubit is your forearm. And what does your forearm do? It stretches out from your body. Connects the elbow and the hand. Elbow, the bow of God. Hand, handiwork. So the forearm, God is using the 666 cube to make, even though what the devil meant for evil, God turns for good, see? And so he uses the cube system because man failed, but he's actually using the system to birth in. So the cube system is his handiwork, because God knew what man would do before he did it. So he created a system that he could understand that would draw him back, because it's a reflecting pond, right? And so you reap what you sow, karma's gonna get you, whatever words you want to use, I don't really care. But it's a reflection. And so everything, it's like being in the elevator and you look around and you just see a reflection. That's what's happening right here in the cube. And so it's cutting you. God is trying to cut you back in to the truth if you'll submit. And the way that you submit is just in your heart, submit. But you know you're going to have to die daily, because your old flesh mind is ridiculous. It's insane. It's insanity. Your flesh mind is total insanity. And so all I can tell you is the reason your forearm is 18 inches and the reason it's called the cubit is because you're in a cube, and a cube is a reflection of your flesh mind state, right? And that flesh mind is actually your worst enemy, and it actually cuts you. You don't really need anybody else to cut you, because you cut yourself. We are our own worst enemy, to be honest with you. And so the cube objects, derivatives from the spirit realm, are cutting you to cut you back in, because everything's a piece cut off and all the pieces are being fit back together, but only through Christ and what he did at the cross. And the word cross means cut. And also what happened at the cross is the turning to turn you back, you know. Cut and turn and union flow at the cross.